morning. I'm Darren Moore, and this is Susan Vignola.
Yep.
Vignola. I said we have people, and here come the rest of our folks.
Great. Come on in.
Grab a seat. Okay, so we are going to talk for about the next 90 minutes as a group, not up here only, but as a group about governing documents and organizational policies. And I would normally make a joke about, oh, you know, how exciting this is, but frankly, you all signed up for this. So you specifically chose this. Just keep that in mind. We're going to try and do a little bit deeper dive this morning. We'll start with some basic compliance, but our goal is to go beyond that to how we utilize our organizational policies, our governing documents, our fundamental principles to meet new or emerging realities as technology changes, as social concerns change, as administrations change. Does that impact us at all from a standpoint of our governing documents, governing policies? Should it? How can we be strategic about that? So, again, you can see on the slide, it's all about advancing the mission, positioning the mission or positioning the organization on important public or social issues, if that's an area that you want to be positioned on. Some organizations don't. How do you be innovative and flexible when you have a process that you have to go through? I was in a meeting on Monday night. It was actually just a church committee meeting, and we brought in a committee chair, and she said, "We just need more organization and process. You know, things come up and we don't even know it's going to be on the agenda. It's really difficult for the committee." She left. We then brought in the staff liaison, who's kind of the vision person for that. And she said, if the committee would just get out of the way, there's too much process. And so we see this, right, of how can we be nimble but be thoughtful at the same time as we try and go beyond just check-the-box compliance to something that's a little bit more helpful for our organizations. You know, I think we could come up here and we could say, here are your policies. And in fact, if you look at the paper that you have, the first 10 pages just kind of discuss the policies. And then there's just sample policies. They're just straightforward, check the box compliance type policies. That would not be worth 90 minutes of your time. What we hope to see is, how can you be strategic in your use of those policies so that your mission goes further than it might today?
And I would just add another thought on process. Yes, process can be too much of an overlay and kind of get in the way of getting things done, especially when you need to react quickly, for example, for rapid response in a crisis or a very sort of, you know, urgent public event. At the same time, you know, sometimes, you know, I've worked with clients who want to try to divine the future and work through all the possible scenarios and lay all that out in a set of guidelines or a policy. We need to think about what if this happens and what if this happens and what will we do in each and every event. And that doesn't really work. It's not an efficient use of your resources, and you don't know what's going to happen. And so instead of trying to focus now on the, you know, various types of scenarios that may or may not happen over the next X years, what you can think about is the process. Without it being sort of too much process, but thinking about what do you really need to do to be responsive to an issue that arises, particularly in a crisis. Who do you need to assemble? Who are the key decision makers? Who are the other stakeholders that you need to reach out to? What are going to be your next steps? Are you going to reach out to your communications team if it's a sort of public events type of crisis? Are you going to reach out to your board? The answer to that should always be yes, and things like that. So in some ways, process, I think, is essential, but not an overly laborious process that gets in the way of being able to meet your compliance goals, meet your other goals, and sort of react nimbly and effectively.
Yeah, I agree. I think, you know, one thing you might think about is, what's one thing that